thing approaching me. Said I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Oh, could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said you're such a sweet thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't go on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. No, I can't slow down, I can't hold back. Don't you know, I wish I could. No, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Till we close our eyes for good.
Historic Bruton, Alabama. It's Drive Time with your host, DJ and KJ.
Good Thursday morning and welcome to Drive Time, brought to you exclusively by Peach Ford and Peach Chevrolet. The hunt continues. The elusive prize in the scavenger hunt, Ken. It's that prize money starting to jump back up there again, too. Several donations yesterday.
Yeah, it's getting bigger and bigger.
And the
bigger
prize pack.
We got a big crowd up here at the Peach Pit this morning, live at Peach Chevrolet.
Great crowd here at the Peach Pit.
Great crowd.
The the Women's Business Center holding the business breakfast.
We're going to talk louder than they are.
I believe we can.
You think we can?
They don't want to get into that. But good morning to each of you that are in with us this morning.
How many of them you think we can get over here and get on the show?
All of them.
All of you think?
Yeah, all of them. Good morning to each of you for being in with us first thing this morning.
Yeah, I like it.
We kind of hung our hat on wishing everybody a good morning personally. The numbers have gotten to the point where it's kind of hard to get that done, but we do appreciate you being here.
No, it ain't. Listen, I do want to apologize. This morning, Facebook has changed their API, and so we had to kind of go through my personal page to get to the group here, and we're going to get that figured out hopefully in the next day or so. Nothing on our end. This is more to do with Facebook than it is anything else. So I do apologize for y'all having to, you know, look at it that way, but it's still the same thing, same show, same everything. It's just had to walk a little way different to get to it. But
that's the beauty of being an ish company.
Well, sure it is.
There is no deadline. There's no timeline.
And look, we've got the background turned off, but we can turn it on and y'all can hear it. It sounds like a sports bar up in here right now. Does it not?
It really does.
Minus the drinking.
Come on, Jake Hodge, get you a piece. There's plenty for everybody.
Hey, speaking of peace, I don't know if my wife is watching, but if she is.
I hope she is. Oh, wow.
If she is, I want you to look at that right there, DJ.
Is that perfection or what?
That is called, that's Chef Manasco's caramel, what is it? Caramel, something caramel cheesecake. And I'm here to tell you, it is off the chain.
Good morning, Robert Earl.
If you have never had one, you need to get one.
I'm going to have the raspberry.
Yeah, I told him. I said, that's exactly the one DJ's going to eat right there. That's the lemon swirl that Jess and everybody loves.
Donna Mansell is an extra fort.
I knew. I'm going to lick that one. She's going to lick the both.
It won't stop me.
Donna Mansell is going to lick the bottom of this when he gets through. Oh.
It won't stop me.
She says you won't lick the top of it.
I'll still eat it. I ate a dog biscuit. It's not going to stop me, I can promise you. And spoiled milk jelly beans.
Wow. Yeah. I'm going to tell you what. We've had a lot of people... Kathy Mack, good heaven. A lot of people in Destin lose sleep. Good morning, Kathy Mack.
Good morning, Kathy.
And I'll tell you what, I appreciate that ringing endorsement that you gave us last night or yesterday on a post. Move over Rick and Bubba.
Who?
That's what it said. Move over Rick and Bubba.
Who are they?
I don't know. I'm just telling what they said. So there's some phone calls coming in right now. If I don't recognize the number, or if you don't text me and tell me who you are, that you want to come in and talk live, I can't put you through because we got too much going on and too much to talk about.
Hey, Renee.
Renee, how are you?
No, yeah. We'll give you a heads up.
We're getting beat up already by the women this morning. So, so. I think a lot of people are losing sleep right now, DJ, a lot, from what I hear. And I'm going to tell you this. I've been accused of breaking up marriages. Listen, I can't help that your husband or wife spends all night out hunting the dash for cash. I can't help that. There's nothing I can do about that.
Thanks, Coach Commander.
Is there anything you can do about that?
There's nothing I can do about it other than add to your misery because the pot has been sweetened. I want to.
Well, let's talk about
throw
that.
In the folks that have.
Yeah, let's talk about the people that did it, and let's talk about that.
All right, the pot is now the prize part.
I wanted to eat anyway.
The prize part of the pot is now $9,435.
What?
And we're going to recognize those individuals and businesses that have gotten it to that point. GKS Electric, Stacy Simmons, and
what's her husband's name?
Greg.
Greg and Stacy Simmons. GKS Electric have made a generous contribution to it. Luke Golden with Golden Motors put in as well. T-Bone came in with another contribution. There was an anonymous donation on behalf of the T.R. Miller graduating class of 1984.
What? Wait, what?
Yes, sir.
84. 84 in the house.
84 back in the house. We appreciate that. Blake Fountain throwing in as well. Dr. Paula Duca, Bruton Medical Center, Flemington Medical Center. James and Tabby Ansley there at Louie's Italian Bistro also putting in. Mike Lambert for Sheriff also making a contribution. And here was two of my favorites. Aunt Sue Barnes on behalf of Team T-Bone made a contribution, as well as Cousin Kevin Barnes on behalf of Team T-Bone. So we appreciate that. Cobra Kai's in the house. And then Josh Godwin, this might be my most favorite contribution of all. Josh Godwin with Popeyes threw in another C-note and a chicken leg.
Hey.
How about that?
Hey, Jess, I'm eating cheesecake, but DJ is eating the lemon swirl cheesecake that you so love. He's actually eating it right now, but it's had a twist with a raspberry topping.
So it's delicious.
And it, yeah. And he actually, somebody wanted to come over and lick the top of it, and he was going to eat the rest of it. So, but thank you, Chef Manasco. Anyway, thank you for everybody that has, you know, put back in the pot. What did you say the total was? Now, let me say this real quick. Dirty, I saw you in there, Josh Buck, and he said he wants an Alan Howard appearance. I saw you. We see you. Glad to have you in here this morning, JB.
Thank you, Coach Tiepo.
And you know, we can certainly do that, I can tell you. But last time Gord had an appearance on camera, he got Ric Flair chopped. And I don't think he knew it was coming. I do have a favorite post that I want to talk about here in a little bit. But, Eddie, look at Jess. May never find the treasure when I hurt this man over that cheesecake.
Good morning, Wheezy.
Oh, man. You know, I tell you, let me do this real quick because, well, no, I'm not going to do that. I can't. Listen, if you keep calling in, I'm not going to answer it. I'm not going to answer the phone, 363-3557. I don't know who you are, but quit calling. Text me and tell me who you are. If you don't, I'm going to block your number because I'm trying to do, I can't watch the feed. I mean, come on. Here it is again. I mean, good gracious, man. All right, that's it. He's out. I mean, this has just got completely.
Well, you do what you got to do.
Yeah, I mean, good Lord, man. I mean, how many times I got to say, chill out.
For those of you looking for the next clue, the next clue is going to be released when the monetary part of the prize gets to $10,000. And we're at $94.35. So another $565 gets a clue release. Is that correct?
Yes, but I haven't got my mouth full.
That's all right.
Miss Susan Rose, you want to come sit down?
Yeah, of course she does.
There you go. She is the founder of this feast this morning. let me get this mic turned up right here for you.
And let me get this out of your way.
And you I thought you were gonna share.
And kind of speak up here, okay, too, because we got them kind of turned up because of the crowd noise,
right,
in here today.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. So, good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It's going very good, very good. You have quite a buzz in this town and the neighboring communities, all the way up to Birmingham.
Birmingham.
My boss is following. Dr. Wags has been following you intently on this chase for what? The cash.
Wow. Well, you reckon Dr. Wags would give $565 to get us to 10 grand?
I don't know if he would do that. I can always call and ask and see. I mean,
that's not Rod trying to call you.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Does he want to talk live on the air?
Sounds like it.
Okay, well, tell him, just tell him to hold tight, because I'm about to go and fix something. Just tell him to hold tight.
Hot Rod, your call will be passed through the next time.
Yeah, well, tell him to hold tight. We got Susan sitting here with us, and we'll get through that. We'll get Hot Rod. So tell him, give me just a second. So what's going on in your world?
In my world?
Besides, well, like, the four jobs, the kid, the 4-H, the Scholars Bowl, the football, and I can't even, there's probably 300 other things that I've missed. Still the hardest working woman in business sitting right here in the middle of us right now.
You really build me up a little bit too much, for sure. But
what's the truth? It's hard to run from the truth, isn't it?
Well, I enjoy listening to y'all whenever I go to the Monroeville Clinic at Main Street. I put y'all on my way, and y'all get me all the way to Monroeville. So that I enjoy getting to watch your show whenever I'm headed that way, which I watch it whenever I'm in town as well. But
Paula Pettis says hello.
Hey, Paula.
Mandy Manning says we're wrong for eating in front of her. Well, listen, I'm sorry. And we, this is what you call the barbecue pit masters say. This is called pit master privilege. We get to eat it.
That's right.
So that's what this is pit master privilege.
Well, I want to say this. We appreciate you on a lot of different levels. You've been supportive of different projects we've been a part of.
Yes.
You've always been there to offer a helping hand, whether it's breaking down equipment, setting equipment up, but you're special to us, and we appreciate everything you've done with us, because you've been with us from the beginning.
I think you came and sat in on one of the very first drive times we did, too, as a matter of fact. If I remember correctly, it was over in a little closet over at the Ford store, and that was a lot of fun. And we've got a baseball banner behind us and a little wider table.
Yeah.
But I don't really think we've come.
Got a hand with a circle, playing the circle game,
James,
and a belt.
James Milstead, are you just donating $100 to the Dash for cash? I think James Milstead just put $100 in the pot.
Right.
I'm gonna wait to get confirmation on that. If you confirming that, James, confirm that you just putting that in there. If you are, we're gonna make it, put it down. Stephanie Manasco, Susan has to be the busiest woman in the world. And Bruton, hey, she's the busiest woman in the world.
Well, since this is the greatest community in the world, if you are the busiest person in the greatest community, I think that's, in a de facto sense, the busiest person in the world.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I'll take that.
This is the greatest community in the world, is it not?
Absolutely. I love
it. We live in the greatest community in the world.
I would agree with that.
Look here. John Commander just donated $25 from himself at Credit Central. And will also donate $25 for every loan he makes to someone that says they heard about it on Drive Time.
Well, there you go.
867-8018. 867-8018. I'm waiting on James Milstead.
Good morning, Gracie Bell.
To say, look here. Now, here's the deal. I see all these people wanting to donate, but until I get confirmation that you are.
Here it is. I got it right here. I got a Hyundai from Holly Shirley. On behalf of the class of 89 and the Cobra Kai's.
Well, okay.
There's a Hyundai. Confirming that. If Brandon says it, you can believe it.
Brandon Jones has said he is in on $100, but I don't know if, you know, Brandon, are you confirming that? James Milstead, yep, James Milstead's confirmed he's in for $100. Brandon Jones, where is Brandon at right here? Brandon is confirming. I need you to confirm that you in for $100, Brandon. If you are, we're going to make sure it happens.
I've right now got $225 confirmed. Is that correct? $100 from Holly, $100 from James Milstead, and $25 from John Commander.
For every loan he makes, is just $100 from John Commander.
Oh, it's $100?
$100. And then $25 for every loan he makes that somebody calls in or comes in and says they saw and heard about it on Drive Time.
So we've got $300 new dollars committed.
John Commander,
Holly, and James Milstead.
Holly and James Milstead. Okay. That's correct. Yes.
I want to keep the tally.
Let me see here. I see all these totals these people are putting up, and I don't know that they're equaling ours. So
I got that, Elaine. That was my apologies.
Let's see. Brandon Jones waiting on you to confirm that you are in for.
We're at $97.35.
$100.
$97.35 and we're going to be at 10K, 10 big ones, 10 dimes.
Yeah. So I hadn't seen anything from Brandon Jones. Oh, yeah, he said, yes, sir. So Brandon Jones in for $100.
I'm 200 away from taking the mic off and going to find the egg.
So what does that put us to? Wait a minute, what does that put us to?
That's 400 new dollars. That's 98.35.
All right, so we're at 98.35. 98.35. Okay, so, yep, we got it, Morgan. Brandon and Holly and, let's see, we got Brandon, Holly, James.
And John Commander.
And John, you guys, if we'll reach out to you or if you can reach out to us as soon as the show is over, we can get the information to you where to drop off the check or cash or what have you. We need to get that rounded up today, if possible, you know, this afternoon.
I'm good, thank you.
Maybe even...
yeah, just leave it there.
Maybe even to, you know, to, at the latest tomorrow, if somebody finds this money, we got, you know, we got to make sure we've got it all here to give up to everybody. Hazel! Good morning, Hazel. I got to send you the address, send your money too as well. That's on me. I hadn't done it. I apologize. So, but good morning to you. Hazelwood in the house. So we're at 98.35.
We're at 98.35.
98.35.
Looking for 165, and that'll put us at $10,000.
98.35. Sound ain't going in and
TD,
out.
TD, good morning.
Lily, it must be on your end. We're
like
good.
And share the video. Yeah. Tag friends. Let everybody participate in the fun.
That's right. Brittany and Justin Cole are donating $100. Well, I haven't seen a post from Brittany and Justin Cole. So if somebody can tell me where that post is at, where I can confirm, I need it written from them that they are donating that money. I do not see that post. So we looking up. Do you see it, DJ? I mean, I'm looking through here.
I haven't seen it.
I don't see anything from Brittany or Justin Cole.
98.35. The viewership's up to almost 600. Can we like and share the video? 596 is what I'm showing.
Yeah. I mean, I keep seeing people say
Teresa Swilly just put in the 65. That gets it to 9,900.
Okay. Well,
I've got that on confirmation.
We know where to find her. Morgan Brooks says Brittany confirmed her $100. I don't see Brittany.
I don't see Brittany.
I don't see Brittany at all.
They need to repost. Yes, you can pay with PayPal.
Yes, you can.
That information.
If you'll get with me after the show, we can get it to
Jesse,
you.
Jesse James just confirmed it. Brittany and Justin Cole for $100.
Okay, great. Put it down.
That's $10,000.
Listen to this. Chris Buchanan with Buchanan Communications is in for $25. And he's in for $25 for every person that mentions Drive Time if they order TV, internet, or home security through them.
What was the young man's name again?
Chris Buchanan with Buchanan Communications.
Chris Buchanan.
Yes, sir. Man, I've scrolled up, James, and they're coming so fast, I can't see it. So, you know.
$10,025 is where we're at.
$10,025.
That's guaranteed a clue.
Guaranteed.
At some point today, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We will put that clue out sometime today. Maybe even, you know, you can't even tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. We have Justin Cole confirmed.
Yes, we do.
The pot is confirmed at $10,025.
Hey, listen, I'm not saying that they're not in there. It's just that these comments and stuff are coming so fast that it's impossible. Hold on. We got somebody calling from Atlanta. Hold on just a second.
So, could be the Braves.
I don't know. Let's see. Let's put them on. Good morning. You're live on Drive Time.
Lost them.
Okay. Well, I guess they didn't want to talk. No problem. Hey, if you wanted to talk off the air, I apologize. Give us a call back give us a call back here about 9:30 or so. And we'll get that. So where are we at, DJ?
We're at $10,025.
So, all right, guys and gals, that means there is a clue coming for sure today. So, for sure. I say today. Sometime today.
Could be tonight.
Could be tonight. I mean, it could
have your
be.
Dancing shoes on just in case.
But Thursday has turned into the 10K Thursday.
The 10K Thursday.
The 10K Thursday. Hashtag. But I'm going to tell you what the new hashtag for us is, and you're going to start seeing this on everything. It's going to be hashtag not this. And that part, I can tell you.
It's the truth.
Yes. All right. I'm getting some message. Let's see here. I'm getting some message request here.
Rodney, if you want to call back in, we're in position to take the call. Hot yes. Rod, call in, please.
Let's see. We'll we will get to. I'm trying to go through. Again, if you're calling in, asking about anything to do with the hunt, other than prizes or wanting to donate to the pot. There's nothing I can tell you except happy hunting.
Aaron Wright confirmed $50. That's coming from Jesse James. I'm writing it down.
Okay. So here we go. Let's see what we got with Hot Rod.
Hey, guys.
You're on air, Hot Rod. Come on with it. Hey, Rodney buddy. Williamson.
What's going on? Hey, what is Backpack Buddies?
Backpack Buddies is a local charity put on by the Methodist Church,
yes.
Bruton Methodist Church, that helps to... feed and get food to the local schools in our area, food and I think snack. I mean, and some of you may be more versed in the actual details, but that's what I know of it.
They make a pack for weekends for kids who might not have that food over the weekend.
Okay.
That way, you know, they get that meal at school on Friday,
okay.
But then they may not have a full-fledged meal. You know, maybe just some snacks stuff, but that's to supplement their food until they come back to school on Monday. And it's a great organization. It, they help all the local schools here in the city of Bruton, East Bruton, and so on. And it is a wonderful organization. Through the PTO, we have been able to see what they've been able to do.
Put Cannon's carpets down for $50. Thank you, Suzanne. Ship Cannon's carpets for $50.
Got it.
Hot Rod, did you get that about the what the Backpack Buddies is? Well, that's what it is—a great, great local charity, great people, and a great cause.
Absolutely.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm going to donate $100 for that.
To the Backpack Buddies.
Backpack Buddies.
Thank you, Hot Rod. First class, man.
I'll get it to you today.
That sounds good, Hot Rod. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, bud. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye. Bye. Well. How about that?
Tell you, Hot Rod's been a friend of mine our entire lives. Played summer league baseball together, and he's always been first class in what he's done and to help that charity out. That doesn't surprise me coming from him, but I know it's appreciated. Thank you, Hot Rod.
I'm not going to lie to you. I put the first ever stereo that Hot Rod had back in the days of the boom.
Hold on here.
I put it in for him. Kenwood.
I'm seeing something on Wonderlust, but we've already gotten them, have we not?
Yes, Wonderlust has donated.
I think I'm getting another one, but I haven't confirmed it. Elisa, if you can, this is going so fast. If you can,
if you're talking about Lindsay Hall,
no, Elisa Hart just made a post that Wonderlust just added 100.
Okay, well, Lindsay, I hadn't seen it. If you're in there, Lindsay, or if you can, if you want to message me, or let me know, hey, that'd be, you know, that's
Jessica
great.
Bush, $100 to backpack. Oh. Yeah, Jessica Bush has donated $100 to Backpack Buddies.
Okay.
I'm going to put this here. That is great.
That is fantastic.
Jessica Bush.
For all of y'all that like PayPal, I've got PayPal. I will send y'all the link and to the PayPal you can send this to. We will make sure that we get it to you. Michelle Walker's in. I know Michelle is instrumental in Backpack Buddies. Michelle, we have got $200 worth of donations for Backpack Buddies already committed this morning. So, Rodney Williamson and who was the other one?
Jessica Bush.
Jessica Bush have donated $200 to Backpack Buddies this morning.
So is it where you can, and it may be private and you can't, PayPal information, can it be posted on our page after the program? Is that doable or not?
But probably be better just for me to, I'll message...
Or they can contact you.
If anybody wants to use PayPal, hit me up on Messenger. you know, contact me there and I'll, you know, I'll get you the link and you can shoot it right to me. No problem.
That'll work.
That way we don't have to worry about any, you know, what have you. So, 629 people in, you know, great to see all of y'all this morning. So glad for the donations to the charities and the local backpack buddies this morning.
Fiction, Jessica, fiction.
I mean, just a great thing. Yeah, you can private message Jessica James as well. Lindsay Hill confirmed another donation. Well, I haven't seen it. Lindsay, if you can, Allison Cooper said she did. So Allison said that she did because I know Allison very well. Lindsay, with Wanderlust Way has confirmed another $100.
Lindsay Hill.
Yes.
Wanderlust Way.
Yes.
And they are located in...
Chemukla.
Chemukla. Yeah.
Is it Pace? Yeah.
Pace.
Yeah.
Okay. She teaches
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's great. Right.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Yes. Hey, listen, I'll say this again. If you send me a picture and ask me, is this it? You're going to get the same answer I give everybody. If you find it, you'll know it, and you'll know exactly what to do with it. Quit sending pictures. Quit sending messages because you're going to hear the same thing. I don't mean to be a jerk. I'm not trying to be. I'm not. I hope it don't come across that way. It's just we get 300 a day.
That is fiction, Jessica Smith, fiction. There is no indication or no report that Wind Creek is going to match this pot. Please, please get that out of your minds. $10,225 is the monetary part of the prize.
I don't know where people keep coming up with that at. I mean, I saw that last night, and, you know, rumor is rumor, and that's just all that is. But there's, you know, no...
Good morning, Shane.
Nothing to that at all. So, what is the pot?
$10,225 is the monetary portion. The additional prize pack is also very impressive and extensive. And I'll take the firewood if you don't want it.
Oh, listen, I can get you some firewood.
I'm not crossing, Mr. James. I mean, I can assure you that.
I can get you some firewood, man. I mean, that's a.
I'll tell you what. If that's Hayes, all. If you're being serious, I'll drop down and do them right now on my fingertips. Hazel's saying he'll do $100 if I do 5 push-ups.
What?
Hayes, I'll tell you what. Put it out there again. I'm not going to do them for nothing.
Let's see. Ken Wilson and Brown LLC. I'm sorry. Wilson and Brown LLC would like to make a $50 donation to the pot.
Cash? Okay. Who is this again? I'm sorry.
Wilson and Brown LLC. I just shot you the PayPal link right there.
LLC 50?
$50 LLC.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wilson and Brown LLC, for your donation to the...
Hold on. I think we're fixing to make a lot of money on these push-ups. Sharon Allen, are you serious? If Hayes will do it, if Hayes is going to pay it, I'll do it. Here's Allison Ward, $50 to the Backpack Buddies.
There you go.
That one down.
There you go.
Allison Ward, 50. Backpack Buddy.
There you go.
Here we got another one. Crystal Scott, $50 for backpack.
Awesome.
Look at this.
How about this?
This is great.
Once again, this proves we live in the best community ever.
This is exactly what ever. We've been saying this for a week now.
I can't get all of it.
Forever. We live in the...
Good morning, Dana.
We live in the greatest community in the world. In the world.
Oh, here it is. Hayeswood wants the 5 push-ups for another 100, but he wants it on camera. Is there any way to set this up? And I'll make this will be the easiest 100 this pot's ever had.
Sure it is.
You just sit tight, pal.
Hold on.
You want them on the fingertips?
Susan, you got to take control of the wheel. Just a
second. Oh, Lord.
Which means you just going to talk a little. Well, wait a minute. All right, so where are you
going to
do this at, DJ?
Just wherever is easiest. It doesn't matter if you want to turn it around.
Susan, tell me when you can see him doing this.
Okay.
I can get right here.
The top or the bottom?
The big one.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
I can see him.
We good?
We're good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Woohoo! All right.
That's a hun. I love the Dirty 30.
I'm proud of you.
Is that right?
And you're going to tell me I can't run 109 yards?
No. I have more faith than you. I have full faith in you.
He's in big trouble. He's in big trouble.
Anybody that's not Team DJ, you better get back up.
That's
get that,
right.
Cobra Kai's.
I'm not sure if you can before you want to get
on. Let's see. Come over. Nope. Other way. Other way. Whoa. Back this way. What? A little bit more. There you go, right there.
Is that good?
Yeah, I can make that work.
That's how I feel decorating a Christmas tree. Up a little bit higher, just a little higher.
That's 100.
Awesome.
How about that?
I'll do 10 more for 200.
Yes.
I'll do 10 more for 200.
There you go.
Need some water.
You sure you don't need oxygen or something like that?
I'm good.
I tell you what, I'll tell you what I'll do. Susan, we don't mean to run you off. Let's do this. How many of these other ladies that are here want to come over here and sit down and talk? Or anybody wants to come sit down and talk?
Thank you so much for hosting the business breakfast this morning here at Peach Chevrolet.
You are very, very welcome. Thank y'all for having it. Thank you for doing it,
no
Susan.
No problem. Thank you.
Good Lord, man. I'm not even on the page anymore watching what's happening. So let me get back over here and see what's going on.
Thanks, Booker. Thank you, Kim.
I don't see anybody running over here, do you? Are we going to start just calling people out?
Call them out. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Haley.
I don't know.
Hayes, I'll do 10 more for 200 more. You put 200 more in there, and I'll knock you out 10 more. I'll do the last one one-handed.
Wait a minute. Did you just say you'll do the last one one-handed?
For $200.
Okay, so what's the pot up to? Can you add?
I'm not great at math, but I'm going to call it. Let's see.
I don't.
$10,375
in the pot. Now.
Cash part of it.
The cash part. Now, I got a few things to add.
Thank you, Wanda.
For the prize pack. All right, hold on. We got another call coming in. Let me see if we can answer it. Go ahead there. You're live on Drive Time. Hello?
I'll tell you what else I'll do.
I don't guess they wanted to talk.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
Okay.
I'll eat that piece of pie for $500. Right now.
I'm sure you probably would.
I'll make a sandwich out of it.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Thank you, Christy.
I'm going to tell you what, I hope we don't. Look at there.
Carl, are you kidding me?
We need 5 push-ups. Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
Put the money up.
Last push-ups I did was in the U.S. Army, and I don't know if you're going to see Ken do any more. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Justin Cole, send the ambulance up just in case. Thank you, Justin.
Yeah. Listen to this. Look at Ken being the one with the volume. Oh, that's because I had that doggone telephone going. So,
thanks, Morgan.
Monica Weaves said she's coming to Bruton this weekend. Maybe she should start hunting. Hey, I'll tell you what, you won't be the only one.
If I were you, I'd look at the message center.
Yeah. Hi, Rod. I tried to answer it, man. It wouldn't let me answer it. Colin McMillan. Good morning, Colin. I answered it and you weren't there. I kept saying hello and you weren't there.
I think Rodney's trying to call again, possibly.
Here we go. Look here. Middleton's prom and pageant in Pace.
Say that again.
Middleton's prom and pageant in Pace.
I like that.
Is donating $10. And I'm getting a phone call. We'll have to revisit that. Okay, hold on. This thing just moves so fast here.
Mary Catherine's in for $50 for Backpack Buddies. Thank you, Holly. Thank you, Mary Catherine. That's great.
Lord have mercy, man. This thing is.
Backpack Buddies has picked up $350 today. We appreciate all of that as well. Noah Kirk in from California.
Tell Hot Rod I'll call him right back.
Hot Rod, Kenneth will call you back here shortly. You did, Kristen. You did, if the money's right.
All right, so.
Noah Kirk's listening to us in California.
We're getting kicked off, all kind of stuff. Middleton's prom and pageant and Pace. $10 to Backpack Buddies for every Bruton girl that purchases a prom gown from them.
Great. There you go.
Wow. There you go. Lily Jones says a granny rat will be donating her famous fried chicken and lemonade for 3 months to the winner.
Hold on, let me get that over.
Man, I don't
lemonade
know.
Lemonade,
fried chicken. I'm telling you right now, if you don't know, I mean.
For 3 months.
Yeah.
Is that a box a day or is it?
I can't tell you that, but all I can tell you is what I just heard. Hold on. Let me hit Hot Rod back up here.
How much to eat a pickle? I'll tell you what.
Let's see, Hot Rod. Let's see if he'll answer.
Hey.
Hot Rod, come on with it, man.
Hey, buddy. I know y'all busy this morning, but somebody mentioned in the comment about this little boy, Crispin Pugh.
Yes.
He has cancer, and he's here from Bruton. And I wonder if we can start up something for him. And I'll donate $100 to him.
All right, so we're donating $100 to, I think he has something that they have set up for him, and I am not sure of the name of it. I apologize for that, but I'm sure somebody in the comments can post that in or type it in and let us know. So okay. We'll get that done. Thank you, Hot Rod.
Okay, buddy. Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. This stuff's going so fast, I can't even see what's going on.
They want me to eat a pickle.
Jason and Kelly Madden just donated $50 to Backpack Buddies and $50 to Paul's Crossed.
All right.
So, man, we good Lord.
My spreadsheet. I'm running out of room. Hey, whoa. Whoa. Is there any law around here? Hey, I think we'll have to finish that off.
You've already killed
it. Yeah, go ahead. You can have that one. You can have that one.
Mary Catherine, Holly Hart saying Mary Catherine is in for $50 for Backpack Buddies.
Yeah, I got Mary Catherine.
Okay,
here.
You did. Okay, good.
And then we got, you said Jason Kelly Madden.
Jason
also
Kelly Madden,
$50
for Paul's Cross and $50 for Backpack Buddies.
Thank you, Jason Kelly.
Joey Ogletree at Mercy Hill Church, $100 to Backpack Buddies.
Give me that name again.
Joey Ogletree at Mercy Hill Church, $100 to Backpack Buddies. This keeps going. You got to flip that page over.
I already have.
I'm on
the back.
We're going to need some more.
I'm going to have to. It's going to take me a little while to break this down.
You need that?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
I'm going to.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Good morning, Lavinia Pettis.
He hadn't ignored
it. I did not see Lavinia in. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Miss Lavinia.
Hold on, I got another one in here. Get Back Cracker Cattle Ranch in for $50. That's on the prize. That's on the monetary part.
Get back what? Say that real fast.
Get Back Cracker Cattle Ranch.
Get Back Cracker Cattle Ranch.
Is that really a real place?
I don't know.
Where are you from? Cheryl McNamara. I'm putting it down. We're going to contact you.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure it's real. I just don't know who it is. Let's see. Okay.
They want the PayPal information sent to them.
Yeah, no problem. Tell them, Phil, hit me on Messenger.
Sherilyn, if you will hit Ken James on Messenger, he will get you the PayPal information. Thank you for your contribution.
Yes, thank you very much. Denise Maddox pledged $60 for Backpack Buddies. I have not seen that. This Tracy Steele has said that. Where is, I don't see, do you see the post from Denise Maddox?
I don't. I've got another $100 from Rocky Birch to the main pot.
Okay. Rocky. There's Rocky. I'll see it wrong. On behalf of Range Forestry. That's for a clue in the next 10 minutes. Well, it's not coming in the next 10 minutes.
Well, let me get that out of here then. Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's not coming in the next 10 minutes. Too much going on, Rocky. If you want to donate $100, we'll take it, but it can't get one in the next 10. But if you're in for 100 or long wheelbase 10, we'll do it. Anyway, too much stuff going on.
Denise Maddox is in for 60 to Backpack Buddy. You just said that, correct?
That's what I read. Yes.
Maddox. $60, Backpack Buddies. That's great. Thank you.
Sarge, right. This is awesome. I agree. It is just amazing how our community,
Kim Shell,
50, comes in and does what they do. And I mean, wow. Team Crispin, is that the name of the?
Yeah.
Is it Team Crispin?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Awesome.
This is the best community in the world.
It is.
And you're seeing it in full effect this morning.
You're getting to see it right here live.
It's in front of us every day. We just don't acknowledge it and recognize it all the time. But you are seeing it here this morning.
That's right.
I mean,
wow. What do you say, DJ, to all this?
I don't know, but I'm getting a little nervous about my math here because the numbers are starting to get out. And, you know, when I was in school in math, I usually would go here listen, and get a little help. And,
I've been nervous for the last 15 minutes.
Yes, you can. Brandy White, $50 to Crispin. Trying to figure out where I had that at, where I had his list at.
It was down
it's in right here. Yeah, it's right here.
Yeah.
It's right here.
Greg and Cindy Fleming,
Brandy White,
ran for $50 to Backpack Buddies.
Brandy White. I'll put the Crispin right here. Greg and Cindy are back
in. Greg and Cindy are in for Backpack Buddies for $50.
Crazy.
Look at there. Hayes has another donation. Two Atlanta Falcons preseason tickets, club seats on the 50-yard line from Hazel.
For the prize pack?
For the prize pack.
You can write that. You get the prize pack.
Oh, yeah, I do, Donna.
I got Crystal Scott for $50 on the on Team Crispin as well. So I'll make a note of that. Good morning, Meredith. Yes, Hayes, we just got it. Thank you, sir. I agree with you, Christina Jones. All right, I got another donation now. Hold on a second.
Yeah, we got it. We got it, Hayes.
Is this coming? All right, Crystal Scott. 50 to Team Crispin. And then I have another one down here. I missed it.
What'd you miss?
I don't know. I thought I saw another donation.
Oh, is this Tracy Padgett, $100 to the Yancey Jernigan Foundation.
That was it.
How about that?
Tracy Padgett.
Another very worthy.
$100. Jernigan Foundation.
Another very worthy cause.
Crazy.
Yes. Very worthy cause.
Hazel, thank you for the tickets.
Yeah. Man, I can't even figure out what page to hit on my phone right here because it's all this is. Christina Jones, the Bruton is the bomb.com. It is. Habitat Restore donates $50 to the pot.
Who was that?
Habitat Restore. Lisa Tindall. Thank you, Lisa. $50 to the pot from Habitat Restore. Wow. That's awesome.
Mary Catherine Nelson, $50 to Crispin. I'll tell you what, I'm officially out of paper. I have to go here. Crispin.
Yeah.
50.
It's just unbelievable.
I missed it. Mary and Heath Nelson.
Let's see. Pilots for Christ, Fish Fry fundraiser at the Holly Grove Church in Castleberry on Saturday.
Barnes. James Milstead. There
James
he is.
Milstead. James Milstead
in. Thank you, James.
Thank you, James.
Love you, man.
James Milstead. Let me borrow your pen. Yeah, you go.
Thank you, there.
Thank you. Pilots for Christ. I got it, DJ. Pilots for Christ, Fish Fry, fundraiser at the Holly Grove Church in Castleberry on Saturday.
All right.
Jeff Wilson, about to call from Birmingham. Well, come on with it, Jeff. We'll take it. We will take it. James. Man, this is just... This is unbelievable. I don't really know what to say to all this.
Ricky Hart just put in $25 to the monetary portion of the prize, plus $25 for every person who gets their phone repaired by Ricky Hart there in Flemington. You have to mention that you heard it on Drive Time. Thank you, Ricky Hart.
Okay, here we go. Hold on just a second. Let me get... Hey, Jeff, you're on live with Drive Time.
Guys.
What y'all doing, man?
Man, we're just trying to make it. What's going on with you?
Hey, I got a guy. I work out with a guy up here. He's a producer for the local Fox channel, and I've talked to him about you guys. So he's trying to get me a contact at their local affiliate, like down in Mobile, for you guys to get you guys on the news. So just be on the lookout for that. As soon as I have that info, I will pass that along to you.
That's awesome, man. Let us know. We appreciate it.
So, hey, DJ, I guess it's, I mean, between you and Tony on this whole race, I hate you guys pushed it back, but after seeing you do those push-ups, I guess I'm going to have to go ahead and go King DJ here, man.
Wow. There we go.
You're a smart man.
There we go.
Well, good guys. Hey, I know y'all are busy. Y'all keep it up the good work. I miss being at Bruce. It's a great channel, but y'all keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it, man.
This is coming in too fast. I can't keep up with all of them. I mean, the last four or five, I can't get it. Thank you, Vanessa.
Terrell Sanders at Spiffy Cuts Barbershop. $50 to Backpack Buddies. Man, this is tremendous.
Wow.
Hey,
good morning, David Turner.
We'll do that, Chris Halford.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, everybody, for all y'all support for Team Crispin, and it's just amazing.
I'm hurting a little bit.
Is your wrist wore out over there?
Yeah. That really turned into something, did it not?
Yes. Hey, the Falcons tickets are for real. Hazel put those up. Preseason Falcons tickets, club level, 50-yard line. So here you go. Donald Revel and family, $50 to Backpack Buddies. $50 to Team Crispin, Donna Revel and family, $50 to Backpack Buddies, $50 to Team Crispin. Ricky Hart.
I got Ricky's.
You got Ricky's? Okay. Yeah. I did not see that, so I must be a little behind. You got Terrell Sanders?
I do not.
$50 for Backpack Buddies? I didn't see Terrell Sanders at all. All of the people donating, if you'll hit me up on Messenger, I can get you a way to get us. If not, look at, we got somebody standing with a long wheelbase 10. Action.
Team Crispin right there. How about that?
Heath Jackson put in $100.
Thank you, Heath Jackson. Heath Jackson for sheriff.
$100 for Team Crispin. Flimbo, look here. Yeah, how y'all doing? Here's, come on, Greg Flimbo. What's going on, man?
Hey. I just wanted
to come up here and bring money. Well, you can there bring it, man.
Hey, man, we love you. We love you and Cindy. You know that.
You guys.
Yes, sir.
Y'all are big,
we do.
Y'all are a big part of our community. We love y'all.
This show here is amazing.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to give $50 to Backpack Buddies and my $50 for the Complaining Farm for your prize package.
Yes, sir.
Thank y'all.
Thank you. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you. Okay, so 50. This is Greg Fleming, 50 for, let's see.
I'm marking him off here as being paid on the Backpack Buddies. He has paid that, Greg and Cindy.
BP, 50, and 50 for the pot. Sorry for the noise, but I'm having to write.
This has kind of turned into something, has it not?
Yes, it has. Oh, man.
I'm going to have to take this back to my office sometime this afternoon and transcribe these notes to where...
Yeah, because I'll never...
You'll make no sense of this.
Yeah, no,
but I got it.
Rebecca Gorham.
Name that tune.
Rebecca Gorham and family, $50 for Team Crispin.
Okay.
Wow. Let's see. Oh, man. I
Becker Denton.
Way to go. James Carroll said, Becker, way to go, Heath Jackson.
I got you, Becker. $50 for Team Crispin.
Let me ask you
Southern
this.
Care Hospice.
Where do you think the pot is at right now, DJ? Do you have any clue?
I'm going to get it for you. Let me get this. It's just coming in so fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shay said we need a secretary and accountant. We have a secretary. Her name's Jessica James, and she works for cheap. But only cheap for me. Listen, $50 Team Crisp on behalf of Southern Care Hospice. That's Becker Denton. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got him.
Okay.
All right, the monetary part of the prize is at